reality is going to beat you. And so the moment that you join its side, you're kind of just better off.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that what he is doing as he pines is he's living in a fantasy. And he's wanting the fantasy to be real.
Yeah.
But reality is real. And the fantasy needs to then die. Nostalgia needs to die when it's in the way of today. On one level, this is idolatry. So if you want the language of repentance, you can use it. I've got a question about repentance coming up. Apparently I'm offending people by telling people to repent of things that aren't sins or something like that. So we'll get to that. You can repent of like spilling your coffee. You just clean it up. I mean, that's the meaning of the word.
just turn the opposite direction.
Just go the other way. But, you know, idolatry is something to actually repent of. Mm-hmm. And so codependency, you've confessed already. Well, that's idolatry. Codependency is idolatry. You have made the other person like unto a god to you and are relying on them for things that they cannot possibly provide to you. And so repentance, meaning like, Jesus, I'm sorry for over believing in the value of this thing you haven't given me. Oh, just cut my own heart out about the Jeep right there. I'm sorry, right, for over believing in the value of this thing you have not given me. That's a worthy prayer. I'm not saying it's going to make it all go away. But it's the first step in accepting the reality that you have. And so, again, you know, how did I get over a girl that I thought I could never live without? Well, eventually I met another girl. Hi, Meredith. eventually, I realized, meaning reality, I believed that there was no truth to my pining. And so in that acknowledgement, I don't know, the pining died. Now, again, I haven't been in a situation where that just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Well, like with yours though, so did she end the relationship or did you, or was it mutual?
So like a lot of times I did like the preemptive breakup because I think you're going to break up with me and then I feel bad and I want you back and then she's already moved on and it's just.
I didn't do that. So I'm just very curious about like.
My dirty laundry.
How this, not your dirty laundry, but how emotionally this actually works, because you got into an argument or somehow you got to a place where you're like, well, fine, I don't want to ever see you again. Fine, I don't want to ever see you again either. No. And so you go away.
That was never mine. It doesn't sound like that's quite what happened here either. But
and so what is it?
But you get to a point where you say, I think it's time to move on.
Why? Like, why do you say that?
I know now looking back that I said it because I was afraid that she would say it to me.
Okay.
I also definitely was a lustful young man who had wandering eyes.
Okay.
And so there's all sorts of horrible, horrible reasons that kind of come together into the young man not being able to think yet. You're not able to think till you're 25, and even then you're just barely starting. Like the more you as a young man can be like, I'm missing brain parts still. I don't have a full engine. So I'm just going to like maybe not assume I know, right?
Yeah.
Like that your decision-making process is really muddled at that point, especially if you've touched her already, if there's some sort of bond going on there. So so again, the codependency is like you're at this point where you're like, well, for these reasons, I don't want to be with her. But then you go away and you've been relying on a certain emotional fulfillment. And now that's gone and it's empty and you just don't know where else to go. And you haven't found alcohol yet. And so you're not a drunk yet. You just want the girl back. Right. And so again, be careful. I say that tongue in cheek, but be careful because codependency takes on many shapes and forms. And if you have a tendency for codependency in relationships, you're going to have a tendency for it in substance abuse as well. And that doesn't include just alcohol. This thing is like overeating. I mean, there's all sorts of places here.
Unpack like codependency a little bit more. What is somebody struggling with?
Yeah, you are not sufficient as a human being for your own emotions.
Okay, so then what does that lead to? What does that look like?
It leads to going to the other person to try to make you feel the way you want to feel. And so they need to act a certain way for you to feel the way you want to feel. And when they won't or don't or can't, then you are unable to be okay.
Okay.
And you will either take action to try to make them, or you will shove them away to try to like go and like still control the scenario somehow.
Got it.
The healthy human being, which this can apply to non-Christians as well as Christians, but Christians, since we have the hope of resurrection, like it should be easier for us, but it's often not because we just haven't dealt with it. We're too busy watching shows and stuff, right? The healthy human being is one who is able to lose any relationship in life and not despair over it as if life itself were lost.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
So, like, if I... Codependency, my codependency upon you, which has existed, does still exist, doesn't exist the way that it did, and I can tell you why, because if you died, I'd be okay.
God be praised.
Don't really want you to.
Right.
But if you did, I'd be okay. So that's the level you have to be at in any relationship to not be entirely codependent, but that's just it. So these, we love each other, we're going to be together forever, and then she dies. How are you going to feel?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, what if your spouse dies in the first year of marriage? How are you going to do? Like, no, don't get me wrong. It's going to hurt. It's always going to hurt. It's not about not having pain. It's about believing you will be able to go through the pain. And codependency means you don't believe you're able to go through the pain. You can't live without.
So it would seem that being media saturated creates or breeds a codependent society.
I think a lot of people are codependent on media in the first place.
Right.
And as a result, what you tend to do is avoid dealing with what you actually have and borrowing the dreams of others as surrogate emotions, which again is its own codependency. But then because you have a stilted soul, a stunted soul, you're going to then project those same kind of imaginary realities onto everybody else around you.
Right.
And so you're very likely to develop other forms of codependency. I mean, guys don't just watch football. They watch football and drink beer, right? Things go together. And I'm not against football or beer per se, right? Although idolatry of such things is bad, and codependency definitely bad.
Okay, so our friend, Mr. Frost, might do well to figure out what it is that he, like, what causes one to detach from their own ability to self-soothe. You know, essentially codependency, it sounds like you have no ability to self-soothe.
That is correct.
And so you're going and seeking continually this comfort from other whether it's people, alcohol, adventure, whatever.
I'm not
it is.
Self-soothing. I'm. This is it.
So
yeah. I mean, not that everyone who drinks coffee is, but I definitely don't self-soothe yet. I have no idea how to self-soothe. I lean on reading the Bible.
Well, which is fun because it's not. It is. It's not self-soothing, but it is the creator of you soothing you.
It's like a good place to go.
Your ultimate father.
What is nice is that I've managed to inject into my codependent habits the thing which shall set me free from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's like very intentional. But ideally, I would be able to self-soothe rather than. Because we're talking psychology here a little bit too. Just how are my emotions? You know, how can I talk myself through the despair, the fear, the anger, whatever it might be? Can I feel my way out of it? And that's always like, you know, flashback. Hello, like the frustrating thing is like you have this like heavy emotion, and there's just no way out of it. It's just there, and it's just like, and you're trying. Why is this thing? And do I have to say something about it? Rah, rah, rah. So. You need to develop a self-identity that exists apart from her. And somehow that isn't there. And it isn't her that made that happen. It predates her. Probably has to do with childhood. I mean, I don't think I'm going out on a limb. I mean, it's possible that it happened in adulthood, that you were traumatized in adulthood, but most people who are dealing with issues like this, it has to do with childhood. It has to do with parenting, and often not just like not abusive parenting, but incompetent parenting, mm-hmm. Which doesn't mean you have to hate your parents, but it does mean you have to acknowledge how much they hurt you and maybe face where and how they hurt you. And honestly, that's the only way you can forgive, is to really like, you don't be like, well, that wouldn't be forgiving. No. Forgiving means like you really face it. Oh no, they did this and I hated that happened. That hurt me so bad. I can never forget it. It's only after you're willing to say that forgiveness is possible.
And forgiving is not forgetting.
No.
It doesn't mean you forget. Forgiving means you cancel the debt.
Yeah.
So they don't owe you anymore, but you don't have to forget it.
Don't pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to your own emotions. Your emotions don't pretend it didn't happen. Your emotions acknowledge it happening, and they're valid emotions. Mm-hmm. Your emotions of injustice must be validated. And again, if you're codependent in the present, it means there's something in the past that has not been validated and dealt with.